Good practice today. We actually stayed on the field 20 minutes longer than a normal Friday structure practice for us. This is just such a great environment for us to train in. I think a big part of our success, particularly over the years, developing these young players is the resources and how we train here and just the environment that's been created. So I wanted to get as much work done as I possibly could today. We've saved a piece of our installation still for Dallas, so we still have work that needs to be done, but we worked a little longer today than we normally would on our Friday practice schedule. I know it's Sunday, but our Friday practice structure.
What was it like to be on that field for the last time, like, knowing
this is it? Oh, she didn't look at it that way, but it's a great resource for us. You know, I always enjoy looking at the banners as you walk off the field of all the past championships here. So it was quality work. Very blessed to have these resources that we do have. But we're ready. Our guys are ready to go to Dallas. They really are. They're excited about, cleaning things up tomorrow and getting on the plane tomorrow afternoon. So,
a couple of your offensive players expressed to us during the week that they're looking forward to playing with their youth clothes and that they've had success in some indoor facilities this year. Why do you think that is?
Well, that's more the skill position. They're telling me about the weather is supposed to be cold in Dallas. It's in the 40s and 50s. Heck, it'll be like a heat wave for us down there. So I know a lot. You know, just that weather in itself is great weather for us. But I think all perimeter players like to play in domes. It's just the fact that the surface is the same. The ball. I know quarterbacks. The ball comes off their hand a lot more consistently because they don't have the factor of the elements. And I know Aaron likes to throw the ball indoors. So. If it was up to him, we'd practice in the huts instead of year-round. But that's obviously we don't play in it. But I'm sure if you asked Pittsburgh's specialists, they probably feel the same way.
Mike, you have an indoor facility available to get down there. At what point do you go inside? I mean, what are the guidelines?
Just if it affects practice, and really the thing I always look for in weather is injury risk. And anytime the risk for injury increases, then it's time to go inside. That's the number one factor. And the second is quality of practice. And I don't really worry about the temperature or even moisture. Wind is usually an indicator that takes us from outside to inside.
Do you anticipate going inside, though?
I don't anticipate going inside, but we'll see what happens.
So the walls are back on the field for Wednesday?
We're shooting for Wednesday, but he'll go through examination Wednesday morning. But the plan is to see if he can go Wednesday just to see where he is.
Super Bowls are a little different in terms of noise. Now, you didn't do any noise this week, did you?
Yes, we've worked noise the last 2 days.
Can you do it out in Texas, too?
Sure. If we need to. We probably worked it a little too much. We worked both sides of the ball because, we anticipate having a lot of fans there also, and we know, Pittsburgh Steelers fans travel well. So we work both sides of the ball this week.
Wait, does it bother you that there's still some of this discussion to talk about these injured reserve guys still going on in your locker room?
Not really. It's a non-issue. It's a non-issue with me. I know it's a non-issue with our football team. I know Aaron and Nick spoke yesterday, so it's not an issue.
What did you make of Aaron saying what he did?
I don't share that viewpoint. It's a non-issue. We're really ready to get to Dallas. Everybody is. So it's been a good week of preparation.
Do you get to smooth anything over before those guys come?
No, we're all grown men. Sometimes little things turn into big things, and that's one of the messages that you share throughout the season, and that's a clear case of it.
This week, BJ and Pickett both talked that Colin Jenkins is maybe the best interior rusher in the league. Would you agree with that assessment?
He's the best I've ever seen. All my guys are the best. I love our players. I think Colin Jenkins is a dynamic individual. I mean, the only thing that's ever held Colin back is his injuries. And just to see him healthy, he's such a buzzsaw the way he plays. And he's definitely someone that creates problems in one-on-one situations. So when Colin is healthy and he's roaring, he's definitely a Pro Bowl player. There's no question in my mind. So it's great to have him back.
Last week's the first time that he was really healthy. I thought he had a productive game.
Well, he obviously had a significant injury that he was able to fight back through, and I think I will say Philadelphia. He even said after the game he didn't feel like he was, you know, all the way back, and then I think Atlanta is really when he started showing himself, and then last week I felt that he was 100%.
Mike, you expect to have some good news when you get to Dallas tomorrow with Clay possibly being the player of the year.
Oh, I think it'd be great. I think he'd be well deserving. I didn't realize that's when it was released, but he's definitely deserving of the award. And any time an individual on your football team gets an award like that, you're happy for him. But you also know that his teammates had a lot to do with it also too. So he's had an incredible start to a career, and like everybody on our football team, and I know speaking for Clay that. You know, the biggest game's ahead of us. So, but he's definitely deserving of the award.
You said that Aaron was very sharp this week in practice. He had some plays against the Bears, and you'd like to obviously have that. What was your point of emphasis looking at the film of the Bears game and going into this practice, this week of practice and preparing for the game with Aaron specifically?
You're corrected the same way every practice, every game. You know, you go through the mental responsibility as far as the run decisions, the protection decisions, if he makes an adjustment there, and no different in the passing game. You grade the footwork and you grade the throws. So that grade sheet, that process, that evaluation was exactly the same as it's been throughout the postseason and the regular season. So we were able to do that Wednesday with the football team. And really even in that meeting Wednesday, you know, the corrections were made for Chicago, but everybody was ready to get on to the Steelers. So Aaron is very coachable. He's very in tune with the things he needs to do from a fundamental standpoint, and you know, I look for him to play very well in this game.
Mike, how similar or how different will the practice structure be down there compared to what you guys do here in terms of time?
Well, the biggest thing will be different for us. The practice, we won't be on the field as long. Well, we've taken the jog through component of our practice and moved it to the hotel. So when we hit the stadium field, we'll go right into practice. So there won't be no jog through and so forth. So we'll be operating at probably 15, 25, depending on the day, 20 minutes shorter.
Do you do that more? The hotel will be the morning before you go to the practice field?
I'm sorry?
The jog field will be right that morning?
It'll be part of the our morning schedule. We're on the AM schedule as far as with the media. We'll have a team meeting. We'll meet with the media. Then we'll go into our normal special teams, offense, defensive meetings. Then we'll have a jog through, which will be part of the meetings. We'll flip that offensively and defensively. Have lunch and get on a bus and go practice.
Can I ask one follow-up about the conversation between Aaron and Nick? What is your understanding of what went on in that conversation between the two of them?
I just know they talked. It's fine. Trust me. You guys are doing your job. It's a non-issue. Non-issue. I can tell you.
Mike, if
Wallen
can go on Wednesday.
I'm sorry?
If Wallen can go,
okay. We'll be fine. Eric Wallen is our starting outside linebacker. I mean, he's not going to be replaced because of an injury. I mean, he's earned that through his production down the stretch here. So, but he's going through a medical situation right now, and we'll give him every opportunity to get ready for the game.